Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And you've been meeting a lot of new people on my podcast, some of whom that I met the day that I interviewed them. But I get a chance today to share with you someone that I've known for several years. I met her through Lisa Copeland, and I'm just found out she's also a fellow member of Women Presence Organization back then, and had the opportunity to do the foreword for her and Lisa's book back then. And so she has a new book out. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but also from a standpoint of a successful woman in business. You know, Renee, you have been, Renee Bangelsdorf. Thank you for being with me, Renee. And it's something that's an exciting time because she's a CEO and founder of an aviation company, Charlie Bravo, right? Charlie Bravo Aviation. And in addition, she's seen the need and the opportunity to reach out and help other women and other people really take control of their life with her new book. So Renee, thanks for taking time today.
Sharon, I can't even say how big of an honor it is to be invited to be on your podcast. And I do hope that I can help your listeners in as many ways as you've helped me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the first book, Crushing It with Lisa, that you guys co-authored, because it kind of gives us, was that your first book?
It was.
All right. So tell us a little bit about that transition of, you know, really building this very highly successful company with your husband. And of course, you're still running it, but you saw this need to step out and do something else. So share a little bit about that process.
You know, really, Sharon, I hit a milestone birthday and had one of those moments of reflection where I was wondering if I was being impactful. And in thinking about that, I was like, you know what? I don't really feel like I'm changing the world selling private jets, but I feel like there's an opportunity here that I could do something really interesting and really impactful. And as Lisa and I started talking, she was feeling some of the same way. She was selling cars, of course, not jets, but both of us really felt like we needed to highlight the attributes that women who crush it, just are absolutely killing it and rising to the top of male-dominated industries have in common. And we found that those are a lot of the same things. And so we called the book Crushing Mediocrity because that's what we feel like you have to do in order to rise to the top in a male-dominated industry. And that's really where that book came from. I know you've had a couple cocktails with Lisa and come up with some crazy ideas. I think all of us who know her have done that. And that's what it came out of.
And it's a really great book because it really does take you down to that core belief system. And so many women are their own worst enemy. They hold themselves back, and we can do what everybody else does, or we can chart our own course. And certainly both you and Lisa have done that and really been highly successful in male-dominated fields. So it's important to share what you've known, and you certainly have made an impact. So talk about the transition from Crushing Mediocrity to now you felt you had your own message in the new book. So talk a little bit about what drove you to do that.
I think what really drove me with the new book is in looking at women, and I'll try not to be political, but particularly women who are not far left outspoken feminists, but just regular women who have their own beliefs and values, felt like they just needed to be silent throughout an entire election process several years ago. and really didn't feel like they could say, hey, well, this is what I believe in, because everyone was stirred up and agitated and attacking one another. And I think really what it stemmed from was a quote that I heard from Dr. Martin Luther King that said, and I'm probably not going to get it exactly right, but I have it in the beginning of my book. It talks about the day, the beginning of the end is the first day that we refuse to speak up about something that's important, or the first time we're silent about something that's important. And I think that there are a lot of values that a lot of people in this country believe in that are not what's reflected either on the far left or the far right in the media, but that we, if we all take the opportunity to stand up, and that's the name of the book, Stand Up, which is being willing to take a position of leadership and readiness, like, hey, you know what? I'll do something. I'll stand up. I'll take a position, a new position, and step out and, you know, take that first step toward playing big and really say, I'm going to do something. That's where that stemmed from. And in the book, I do talk about my faith. That's an important component of who I am and what I believe in, but it's also the thing that's helped me get through the really hard times working in an industry that's 99% male dominated.
Well, and I think it's so important because it is so true. You know, we've heard the term silent majority. Well, and these days there is so much dissension, so much, you know, and the all the noise is in really coming from a small percentage of people from both the right and the left. And, you know, the rest people do, they're afraid to say anything because they're going to be attacked. Certainly, I think it's worsened because of social media, because it's just so easy to be attacked. And so I applaud you for putting a stake in the ground and saying it's time to stand up for what you believe. Share a little bit about what you're doing and promoting the book and how people can support you.
Well, one of the things that I'm doing, and I already said that faith is a part of what the book is about. One of the things that I'm doing is hosting a Facebook Live every single morning. I started July 22nd. I'm going all the way to November 1st, doing a 100-day stand-up prayer challenge. So it's 7 o'clock Central every morning for 7 minutes. I pray scripture. So one of the chapters in the book, I highlight the way that I pray and how I incorporate God's words when I'm talking to him. So I'm using his language, talking to him. And I am demonstrating that and showing that and inviting people to join me in that on Facebook in the mornings. I don't know how long I'll continue it after November 1st. I am loving it. My husband is not liking the hair dryer that early in the morning, but maybe we'll get past that and keep going. But for now, it's that. And then, of course,
this is your private Facebook page, right?
It's on my Facebook, my professional Facebook page, and then also in the group Stand Up Challenge.
That's exciting. And so what is your Stand Up Challenge for people?
My Stand Up Challenge right now, and I do different ones from time to time, but the one right now is to pray scripture 100 days in a row.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's the one right now.
So if somebody wants to find you, other than looking at your Facebook page, you said you have a private Stand Up Facebook page. Anything else you want to share? You have a podcast too, I believe, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. At Renee Bengelsdorf is my handle on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And then reneebengelsdorf.com is my website. You can get to my podcast through there. The podcast is called Defying the Status Quo. And I interview women who've been successful and are successful in male-dominated industries, everything from race car driving to engine manufacturing.
And we're seeing this more and more, women really leading the charge and standing in their own power. And I think it's really important because it gives such a great vote of confidence. So if there's a young woman watching right now who's literally struggling in a male-dominated, give her a few moments of your advice and encouragement.
Oh, gosh. You know, the most important thing, I think there are two really important things, Sharon, and I think you and I have talked about this in the past. One thing is really to take the risks. And I think you said that in the foreword to Crushing Mediocrity, not why, but why not? Mm-hmm. You know, take the risk. Go out there. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you fail at something and you have to pick yourself back up and start all over again. But you learn so much when you do that. So take the risk is number one. And then second, be authentic. When I figured out that I didn't need to try to fit in with the guys, but that I could build my own tribe of women in my male-dominated industry, my self-confidence went through the roof. I quit trying to, you know, not be a woman in woman's clothing and figured out to be authentic. And that really helped me with my peers and with my clients.
Well, I think, you know, so many people try to play a role. And I think being authentic and standing in your own power and actually being a little vulnerable makes you more approachable, and people feel when you have that veneer, people recognize it more so today than ever. And I think it's important. So all of you watching and listening, whether you're a man or a woman, it's important to understand how important it is to be authentic. And I think, you know, you want people to remember you, then you need to stand up and stand apart. And I'll use the word stand up, stand out, and really be unique. And because each one of us have, you know, we each have our own journey that we've traveled. And as Renee, as you just said, it's not how many times you fall down, as long as you get back up one more time. And we all have mistakes. I don't know any of my very, very rich friends who haven't had lots of failures along the way. But they're just, we don't look at them as failures. We look at them as learning opportunities. And so that's what gives us a little bit of spice of life. If you fall down, then when you actually have a success, it's even sweeter because you've seen yourself recover and get to the greater height. So Renee, tell us a little bit about your main business. Might as well talk about it a little bit.
I know. Well, you mentioned your very, very rich friends, Sharon, and I think we need to talk about getting them into airplanes. My business is one where we buy and sell airplanes all over the world. Kurt and I have been working together for 12 years now. That's an adventure all on its own, working with your husband.
Money and marriage, yeah, that's a whole nother series. Yeah. Family business.
Oh, it's an adventure. But Kurt and I actually work really well together 99% of the time. And he is a diehard salesman, checks every single classic salesman box. And I run the business, and we figured out that balance pretty early on. We've sold planes in 42 different countries in the 11 years that we've had Charlie Bravo Aviation. And that is really interesting when you have to deal with different laws and different cultural things and different big egos between the buyers and the attorneys. And just navigating, selling an airplane from a Greek shipping tycoon to a Venezuelan oil guy and the different kinds of personalities and communication styles there has been a challenge every day, which is why I love my job. Sharon, I get to meet fascinating people who are world changers in their own right. And I get to know them pretty well over the course of 6 weeks or so that we're doing a transaction. And it has been amazing.
And I bet you probably have some repeat customers. I know I have quite a few friends who have jets, and they seem to get a new one every few years. So.
That's right. Typically, someone owns 5 or 6 different aircraft over the span of their lifetime or their business where they are using a private aircraft.
Well, I love it. So you broker both new and used, I assume?
I do. And jets, turboprops, and helicopters.
Oh, wow. All right. Super. That's exciting. So if you have any questions about that, check into Charlie Bravo Aviation, because I'm sure that they can facilitate those needs as well. So let's talk a little bit about other women business owners who have that dream for playing big, because obviously you've been playing big in that arena when you're talking about a shipping magnet and an oil magnet, bringing them together. That's really, and you're talking about culturally where women are not revered in business. So you had to, you know, talk about different cultural issues as well. So prop up our gals and let them know how it's okay to stay in your power. Because I know I've had the same issue when I've been in China. They go, oh, how, they won't do any business with you in China or in Japan. And I go, yes, they will, as long as you are true to who you are. So,
you know, Sharon, I think that's key. And I have nothing more to add to the authenticity piece. But one thing that I will say that I've found so important is to surround yourself with other people who have the same kind of drive and the same kind of values. And, you know, men and women, a combination of the two. But if you're a woman in a male-dominated world, then I really think it's even more important to have women who are going through the same kinds of things. That's what made Lisa and I such strong friends, is that she was in automotive and I was in aviation, but we're battling the same things. And being able to encourage one another and, you know, occasionally vent to one another or to help each other to get through a particularly hard deal, just being able to go off and have a glass of wine or something, just that kind of camaraderie and encouragement with people who understand really how hard it is and all the underlying battles that are going on while you're closing the big deal. Or
it is so, so important. I tell people entrepreneurship is pretty lonely if you're the only one at the top. And so it's important to have those people that you can call either through a mastermind, or as you and I both have been members of Women Presence Organization, same type of thing. You have the same group of women, as this cloak of confidentiality, all in different industries, that get together each month as a mastermind to really support each other. Because usually if somebody has an issue with an employee, somebody else at the tight table has been there, done that. And so they have the opportunity to support each other and share their experiences and really come up with alternatives that can be really save somebody in a stressful situation. So
it's critical. And I would really call that, and I don't know if you would agree with this term, but I would call that peer-to-peer mentoring, which I think is really valuable. But then there's also huge value in having an executive coach as well. Someone who's been there, who's done that, who's been at the level beyond where you are right now and can see the roadblocks that you're going to have taking your business to the next level. That's really valuable as well. Do you still do executive coaching, don't you, Sharon?
Well, I actually, you know, I highlight the difference between coaching and mentoring, Renee. You know, there is a very important to have coaches because they help you do what you've dedicated yourself to do. And then I'm a mentor. I'm not a coach. Okay. And a mentor is somebody who's been where you want to go and will open the door and help you, you know, do the strategy. And the implementation is what you, and then the coach comes in to make sure you do what you say you're going to do. So I kind of differentiate the meanings between them. And I think mentoring is extremely important. You have that peer-to-peer counseling is very, very good because it gives you the opportunity to have that mastermind principle and bounce ideas off a group. And they've been, you know, different backgrounds, different experiences, but they bring all that to the table and help you create the plan that's best for you to move forward in. And maybe even a couple of options that you can choose from. But a mentor is somebody who really is focusing on stepping into your business and seeing, you know, what you're doing and what they can do to support you in opening new doors. And that's something that is hugely important, particularly in the world we live in today when speed to market is so important and people want instant results. You know, your speeches and the stats prove it. People who have mentors are more successful than those who don't. So you're right. So absolutely. You're going to hang out with me because we're going to do another short one for the Play Big Movement private Facebook group. But I want to just highlight, Renee, that I'm really, you know, I'm so supportive of you because you have really, you talk about you had a important birthday and you were sitting back and thinking about making an impact. But you, you know, on your own have really put the stake in the ground and say you want to share what you've been through to support other people. And I want to applaud you because we need more people that are willing to say, I want to make an impact and share what I've done to help others. So thank you for doing that.
Well, I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps, Sharon.
Well, I want everybody, thank you so much. And I'm glad that you've had this opportunity. Rewind and re-listen to Renee's words of wisdoms. And make sure you come to the private Facebook group to hear the more personal of the ups and downs of being a woman in a male-dominated field. Hold on. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.